This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A two-pronged tactic from U.S. forces in the Iraqi city of Najaf today. Street patrols with loudspeakers broadcast an Arabic message warning insurgents to give up their arms or face death. Explosions also rang out as the U.S. brought air power to bear on fighters loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, residents prepared for a possible escalation of fighting there. Spokesman for Sadr threatened to attack the U.S. military and Iraqi security forces throughout the capital. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad with more on today's violence.
Around midnight last night, mortar shells began flying over Najaf's general hospital. Iraqi police later said several of Sadr's gunmen riding motorcycles mounted a raid on the hospital and the police station next door. The gunmen were repulsed, and soon after, U.S. choppers were in the air, circling the area. But the rebels succeeded in terrifying doctors and police guarding the hospital. They have heard stories of grisly executions of police officers at the hands of the Mahdi Army, as Sadr's militia is known. So this policeman wasn't taking any chances. He changed into civilian clothes after the raid, just in case the insurgents come back. Among the wounded at the hospital, a 22-year-old woman named Zainab, who lay on a bed with a tube draining fluids from her chest, which was punctured by shrapnel. I was sleeping when the mortar hit our house, she said. The shrapnel also hit my mother and my niece. In a nearby room, a 70-year-old woman named Om Haider lay battered and broken. Her now homeless daughter slept on the floor beneath her bed, covered with an abaya. An errant shell also crashed through the wall of her family's home. Om Haider was still recovering from wounds received during the U.S. invasion last year when this happened. Now her leg is broken, and her son Haider is furious.
What did we do? Our house has been destroyed, and we've been destroyed. We're stuck between the Mahdi army and the police and the Iraqi army.
Yesterday, NPR translator Ali Fadl made a recording of his trip into central Najaf and what has been the heart of the conflict zone. After 5 days of intense fighting, small groups of nervous residents still refused to leave, fearing their empty houses would then be robbed by looters. As they walked, Fadl and a friend took a wrong turn and stumbled across several Mahdi militiamen who yelled and then opened fire. Fadl escaped unharmed, but today he said almost all the civilians left in central Najaf fled, following an evacuation order broadcast by the city's U.S.-appointed governor. Meanwhile, U.S. warplanes roared overhead in Baghdad today. They circled over the eastern slums known as Sadr City, now controlled by the Mahdi army. In an interview, one of Sadr's Baghdad spokesmen, Sheikh Mahmoud al-Sudani, warned Iraqis to stay off the streets. The Mahdi army, he said, had declared war on the Iraqi interim government, which he called an extension of the U.S. occupation.
The government headquarters, and especially the security and the military institutions, are legitimate targets because these institutions are taking part in the escalation and attacks on Najaf and Sadr City.
This evening, residents said the Mahdi army had taken control of at least one police station in northern Baghdad. The fighters had established checkpoints there, locals said, and were now driving patrols around the neighborhood. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.